How are you today? How are you really today? I want to try something. When I ask you how you are today, I want you to say, I am blessed. Ready? How are you today?
I am blessed.
Let's try it again. How are you today?
I am blessed.
I am blessed. I am blessed. That's how I was greeted every morning when I walked into the assisted living building at Asbury Methodist Village in Gaithersburg, Maryland, where I was a lay chaplain. I walked in usually around 8 a.m., and the very first person I would see was Nellie, who cleaned our common spaces, hallways, and bathrooms. I would ask her, "How are you today?" And she would say, "I am blessed." Then she would ask me, "How are you?" And by then I would say, "I am blessed too." Our greeting took a slight variation depending on our moods, such as, "I feel exceptionally blessed today," or "very, very blessed." It struck me that Nellie's greeting is at the heart of our message today and at the heart of Thanksgiving, when we are taking time to count all our blessings. When we ask one another how we're doing, our response usually is, "I'm fine." It's the normal, expected response. But when Nellie answered my greeting with, "I am blessed," she made me stop and take a look at my relationship to gratitude in my life. Here she was, 8 a.m., vacuuming the lobby and the hallways, quietly, faithfully, doing the work she was given to do, work in which she took great pride, and in the simplicity and ordinariness of her labor, she responds with three words that are profoundly rooted in a theology at the heart of all of the world's great religions. These three simple words belie a posture of self-acceptance, of self-love, and love of another, and love of the divine. In those three words, she created a posture in herself that summed up the wisdom of the world. I am blessed. How fortunate I was to hear this mini-sermon every morning. In saying, "I am blessed," Nellie taught me the message of today's reading from Deuteronomy. The Lord your God is bringing you to a good land, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity. You will lack nothing. "I am blessed" calls us to gain a perspective of where we are in relation to God and to the world around us. Nellie's greeting reminds us to keep on doing the things that we've learned and received and heard. All of us know what it is to suffer. We may not see or hear as well as we used to. We come up against our limitations and finitude. We know suffering from the loss of a loved one, from the loss of a job, from rejection and the betrayal of friends. The message today is we have a choice to gain a new perspective, a posture of gratitude, and to stop. I mean really stop, like I did every morning when I saw Nellie. And she said, "I'm not just okay today. I'm not just fine. I'm not just sick and tired or feeling my aches and pains. More importantly, I am blessed." We are blessed, whether we recognize it or not. Everyone here, in spite of the laundry list of problems and losses and griefs we bear, are blessed. Not because of anything we've done, but simply because God has made us in God's image. In spite of the stories of our faith from Hebrew scripture or Christian texts in which we turn away again and again, our common story is that in spite of our turning away, God invites us back. Our passage from Deuteronomy ends with the passage, "But you must remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you strength to make wealth." But my friends, it is for a purpose. And that purpose is, as the writer tells us, in order to establish his covenant, which he swore to our forefathers as in this day. Our awareness of our blessedness is the fruit that comes from a posture of gratitude. It's only when we can say thank you that we place ourselves in a posture where we can truly cry out, I am blessed. Giving thanks for all that we have and all that is to recognize the blessings in our life. So where do I begin to say thank you? I cannot name your unique places where you give thanks, but I'll share some of mine. First, I give thanks that somehow in the crazy muddle of my own life, I have found St. Peter's in this community of Hebron. I give thanks each and every day for every person here this night. I give thanks for my coworkers, for Claire and Jean and Josh at our organ, or Angel who cleans our spaces. I am grateful for my colleagues in ministry, Father Mike and Denise and Diane. And though not with us this year, I give thanks for Father Reverend Mark, former pastor of the Worship Center, for Jill Zorn and Diane, who are our closest neighbors at the United Brethren congregation. I give thanks for our lay leaders and the ministries of the members of this place, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scout troops which meet here, for senior friends and the other 13 partner organizations in our community which we support, work with, and build relationships. I give thanks for the people of the town of Hebron, for its leaders and residents, for the men who just a few weeks ago built that brand new beautiful sidewalk that links our church all the way back to the center for the first time in the history of this village. I give thanks for the residents of Coldbrook Village, where we conduct monthly services, who in their stage of life are building a community to support one another as the vicissitudes of life mount, as the normal aging process unfolds in their lives. I give thanks for my family, for my three beautiful children, all teens now, for my spouse of 39 years, for a fourth teen, Carla Piper, who's our foreign exchange student from Germany, for a host of neighbors that faithfully help us and support us in our common life in stores. On this Thanksgiving, we may choose to say thank you and place ourselves in a posture where we can say, I am blessed, and in doing so, be a blessing to others and help others bring blessings that overflow and spill over into the lives of others that we encounter in our churches, in our congregations, in our community, and out into the greater world. The unique call of our fathers and mothers in faith, stemming from our spiritual ancestors of Abraham and Sarah, was to be called a special people of God, a special people with a purpose, to be a blessing for the nations. The folks at St. Peter's hear me say on a regular basis that we as a people of faith don't have a mission, rather we have a purpose, and that purpose is to be a blessing to the world and advance God's mission to restore and reconcile all creation as God intended it to be. As Deuteronomy reminds us, but you must remember the Lord is your God, for it is he that gives you strength in order to establish his covenant, which he swore to our forefathers and foremothers. May we renew ourselves this day to be a blessing for our world and this community, so much in need of healing, understanding, and love. May we not only give thanks this Thanksgiving season, but embody an attitude of gratitude for all that we have and all that we are. So, my friends, I ask you, how are you today? How are you really today? And you know what? I am blessed too.